I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the best bits. I'm Morgan, and what I do on this part one of best bits is bring on another show member. We talk about live, sometimes the segments on the show, but mostly just fun random questions and get you caught up on some stories maybe you haven't heard from them. And this weekend, I'm bringing on Amy.
What's up?
Excited to talk with you, and we're just going to dive right in. At that number seven spot, we got an update on Lunchbox being on Building Roots Season 2. He talked to your sister, didn't get the best good news. So I need to know, is there any details about you potentially being on the show?
I can't say yes or no, so we'll just leave it at that.
Okay, she was in town.
Yeah, she was in town.
We can say that.
Mm-hmm. My sister was here.
Maybe not for that, maybe for that.
Maybe not.
All right.
I don't know what I can say or not say. So I just know that they're doing season two and they have started filming. And yes, she did talk with Lunchbox.
Okay. Lots of things
here. I'll even say something that never got said on the show and it'll only be said here. And what stays here
on the best bits stays on the
here.
Best bits.
Yep. Right. I think even though there was what you'll hear in the conversation or if you heard it on the show this week that there's not something happening really with Lunchbox. I know there's stuff floating around about potentially using him in a different way.
Okay.
So whether that could be something here or flying him somewhere or just using him. That's all I can say. But it stays here. I never said that.
Listeners, you cannot call in about that one. Okay. You just leave it for us.
Because Lunchbox doesn't even know. And so anyway, I just thought that'd be a fun thing to share that like everyone loves Lunchbox because he's so crazy. Even the call he did to my sister was kind of crazy. And obviously, you know, there's things about Lunchbox that definitely need improvement because sometimes his behavior is a little childish and obnoxious. Mm-hmm. But then there's other parts about him that are definitely endearing. So
he does have redeeming qualities.
Yes, he does.
Love that. Okay. So new season. Possibly airing next year.
Yes, it'll air next year.
All right. Yeah. Okay, that's all we get for now. Maybe Amy can tell us more coming up soon. Speaking of shows, though, do you have any TV recs for people?
I mean, TV-wise, no, but I do have a movie rec. My sister, when she was here, we took my kids to see Ticket to Paradise, which is the new George Clooney, Julia Roberts movie. And it's an adorable rom-com that's perfect for adults. There was plenty of kids in the theater. My kids laughed throughout the entire thing. There's some stuff I thought, oh, my 12-year-old son, like, oh, it's awkward. I don't want him to see that, but nothing too awkward. It was stuff that just went way over his head. So it didn't even matter. And then, you know, my 15-year-old daughter, she knows the ways of the world. So it was fine for her, but we all laughed out loud and we all felt good when we left. And my sister even said, I just don't think I've seen a rom-com like that in years. That was much needed. So shout out George Clooney, Julia Roberts. I give it 5 seaweed farms in Bali out of 5.
Oof,
5 out of 5. Yeah. I love that. We do need more rom-coms. Yeah,
and now
agreement.
Both my kids are like, "Hey, when can we go to Bali?" I'm like, "Okay, just go watch the movie if you want to take a trip back to Bali, because it's not that simple to get there."
Yes, and you will have spent now 2 weekends in the theater, because at the time when most people will listen to this, you will have seen or are about to go see Terrifier 2 as well.
That's right.
So lots of theater action for you recently.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm not pumped about Terrifier 2 because it's 2.5 hours long. I mean, whatever. It is what it is. I have to go watch it, and I'm sure I'm going to hate it because I don't like horror films, but it's the time. 2.5 hours of just sitting there miserable. If you give me 2.5 hours of George Clooney and Julia Roberts, I'm probably going to be fine.
That is true.
But not Terrifier 2.
Well, there is always the option that you just can't handle it and you make yourself pass out and then you can leave early, Amy.
That's right. Or maybe I just fall asleep. I don't know.
Yep. Hey, you can't control what your body does.
Right.
So we'll just say that's an option.
A listener sent me a note that said, "Nobody said you couldn't wear an eye mask and just take a little nap."
True. There's no other rules besides what's been stated on the show.
Right.
So I'm game for anything you want to do mm-hmm. to get through it, Amy.
Yeah.
There is a show I watched on Netflix that I really loved called From Scratch. And I think you would really enjoy this one, Amy. It's about these two people falling in love. One's from Italy, one's from America. And it's their whole love story, and it's their life kind of panning out. And I thought it was just going to be this kind of whole romance limited series, but it ended up being about their life and what happened to them over the course of time and a very real look at what happens in life. And so I had all the emotions watching it. Lots of crying, too. So if you need a good cry.
Oh, that's good to know.
It's a good show for that. Well,
I like things that make me cry.
Yes, it'll make you happy and make you cry. Yeah. Give you all the good feelings. But I give it 5 out of 5 Italian dishes.
Okay.
Yes.
I feel like did I give the movie 5 out of 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We got 2 5 out of 5 recommendations for the listeners. Solid ones. Rita Wilson on the show this week, she sent Bobby a thank you card after being on the Bobby cast and being interviewed by him. And I just thought that was a super cool story, and I wanted to make sure to share that again here. Also, because I wanted to hear if you've ever gotten a really cool gift from a celebrity that you loved, Amy.
Yes, we've gotten really cool things, but if I have to think about something that's like super special that involves a celebrity, it would be my Taylor Swift guitar. It's just a guitar signed by Taylor. But it's not just any old signed Taylor guitar. It was put up in an auction for cancer research. And one of our listeners, who's a doctor and works in cancer, did the high bid on it, which I think it got pretty high. And he bought it or won the bid, but then didn't keep it for himself. He turned around and gave it to me because he knew I was a huge Taylor Swift fan. And it was right around the time that Pimpin' Joy was really taking off and everyone was trying to spread joy to others as much as possible. And we had filmed the Pimpin' Joy music video because Walker Hayes had written the song Joy Like Judy, which it's up on YouTube if you have never seen that. But the doctor that gifted me the guitar, he's actually in the music video too, because we tried to get we collected video footage from listeners, whether they were cancer patients or doctors or other people facing adversity in some way, shape, or form, but that were able to still spread joy. And he was one of the doctors that sent in footage as well. So anytime I see my Taylor Swift guitar at my house, I think of that. And that's just super special and will always be. I mean, because it's Taylor Swift, but it's also from a listener, and it just reminds me how awesome our community is.
Yeah. Wow. I don't think anything is going to top that, because that's just cool all the way around.
Yeah. So fun.
Did you cry when he gave it to you?
I probably. It was years ago, probably, over eight years ago.
Wow.
So it's been a minute, but I still have it and it's still very special. What about you?
Yeah. No, that's a really good one. I mean, like I said, nothing is going to top that one, but I will say the Titans gift that I got in recent months was a really cool one, just because I don't know how they decided and why they decided to send it to me, but it just made me feel really special and cool that a community that is so big here in Nashville wanted to send me that, and it felt good.
Yeah.
And of course I wear that sweatshirt all the time. It's very comfy. Mm-hmm. So that one was good. But now I need to think and see if there's any other cool ones to see if they're even any close to as cool as yours, because that's a really good one.
Yeah, it's special for sure.
Yes, I love that.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, a daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Like our recent episode with Hollywood royalty Regina and Raina King. We talked about the creative power of women's relationships.
I feel like, thank God for women, like, especially when it comes to Black women, the way we lean on our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends, we're just each other's pulse. I mean, it's molecular, you know?
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At number five this week, Eddie, his son, is playing baseball, and Eddie decided to watch the baseball game from the parking lot, and boy, did y'all have a lot to say about that. Anytime we talk about parenting things on social media, y'all love to jump in there and share either your experiences, opinions, everything, but most of you, I will say at least 95%, did not agree with Eddie's decision to watch his son's baseball game from the parking lot. Amy, do you have any proud parenting? We're not going to focus on any negatives because we don't need to give social media more options here. Do you have any proud parenting moments that have happened recently?
I mean, I watched my son's game in the freezing cold and I stood on the sidelines. I'm proud of myself for sticking it out. And I was also proud of this other mom that this was definitely not her first rodeo because she had a whole heater system set up with like extension cord and plugged into some other thing. Like it was a whole setup. And I thought, wow, she is brilliant. One day I'm going to be as smart as her. After that game, I went home and ordered all those hand warmers, you know, the kind that you can, once they hit the air and then you break them up, they get hot and you can keep them in your pocket. I ordered some of those. A listener sent me some electric heated vest that you can get. It's battery operated. So you could wear it as a parent on the sidelines, or you can give it to your player, like your child that's out on the field. Because Stevenson was so cold. And I guess a proud parenting moment that also ties into that night was he was so cold. I mean, he's got Haitian blood. He is not used to winters. He's been here not almost 5 years yet, but not even 5 years. And he just gets really, 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 really cold. And it was so painful for him. Like once he got in the car after the game, they had won, his adrenaline like kind of softened. He started to feel the pain in his hands and they were like burning, and he got kind of upset and emotional. And my proud parenting moment is that I love that I have the tools to make sure that he feels safe to let it all out in the car. And we had a moment and he let it all out. And I know that that was so good for him to be able to feel those feelings and not be told, hey, you know, toughen up, or, you know, that there's some people that is the type of parents that maybe they had. And I tried to think back to what my parents would do. I don't really remember, but I know that I have friends and family that were told at certain points in time, or, you know, even probably my parents' parents told them, you know, toughen up, like it's fine. Don't cry because it's cold, or try to push away their emotions or not allow them to feel them. But I was proud that we had a moment in the car where he was able to have the big feelings about being cold, and he was able to get it all out. And honestly, the rest of our night was amazing. And I think it's because he was able to release it.
Oh, that's an important message.
And not told that it wasn't a big deal, because it was a big deal to him.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we forget that as parents, that our kids have a lot going on, and it might even be more than just about the cold.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and just hearing it from an outside view too, is I'm thinking about your son, and he's only experienced this so much of life. And I think as we get older, you experience so much, so you can say it's not a big deal. But he hasn't experienced enough to understand that is not, in 10 years, is it going to be a big deal? No. But in that moment, it was for him, and he had to figure that out.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, just that's a parent-to-parent reminder that we have the opportunity to do that with our kids. And I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not the expert here. I actually get that wisdom from other people that I follow and books that I read. And it was just, it was an opportunity where I got to see it play out and it went really, really well for us. So
aww, that's a good moment. It's important to also remember the good moments for a parent too, because there's a lot of times where you can just say, no, I was bad at this and I did this wrong, but being a parent also comes with like being proud of yourself.
Oh yeah, I mess up all the time, but I am proud of that moment.
Good. I love that one. Great one to share. We're moving into another segment that got talked about on the show this week, and it's actually about your son. He was followed to jiu-jitsu from a guy, and you shared that story on the show, and we'll just let that one kind of play out because you broke it down. You shared how the guy followed him and what happened after, and you don't have to share any more about that, but I do want to talk about Halloween. Because also you have kids that might be doing Halloween things. You might be dressing up. I want to hear all your Halloween plans.
Well, Stevenson's going to be an FBI agent. I still don't know, honestly, what's happening with Stashira's pirate situation because that has been a whole thing.
It's still the pirate, though.
Right. I don't think she'll trick or treat. Stevenson will. I'm not big into dressing up. I have this skeleton onesie thing that I bought a few years ago that I might throw on. Or I have, you know, a Four Things Halloween themed pullover that I'll probably throw on with leggings. Like, I don't know. I'm not
big in the dressing
I'll
up.
Go walk around with Stevenson and he'll get the candy and then I'll get to enjoy some of it. And then we'll see what happens from there. But I'm kind of just ready for Christmas.
I know some parents will bring either like a spiked coffee or maybe a glass of wine while they're walking trick-or-treating. Do you plan to do that?
Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll do that. It depends. Yeah. Just... yeah, I could see myself having a little cocktail on my walk with maybe some of the other moms in my neighborhood.
Yeah, you got to have fun while they're trick-or-treating too.
Not going to lie, good idea. And then, yeah, come, you know, midnight, it'll be November, and then we will enter into Thanksgiving and Christmas, yep. Which I am all about.
I love that it comes right after because I typically will take down the few Halloween decorations I have, and it's like Christmas is time, we're here, we're ready.
Yep. Bring it.
Okay. What's the best pumpkin flavored item you've had this season?
Well, I like my pumpkin easy recipe, my little pumpkin cookie thingies. There's only two ingredients. I love pumpkin anything. Actually, you know, Jenny's ice cream is really popular here in Nashville. And so they had a pumpkin ice cream. You know what I'm talking about? Jenny's.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If you've ever come to Nashville, you have to go to Jenny's. And I think they have them in other places
too.
Yeah,
there are a few places now.
But anyway, their pumpkin one was disgusting.
Oh, it wasn't good.
Sorry, Jenny's. I love gooey butter cake. They have other amazing flavors. But me personally, I was very disappointed in the pumpkin ice cream. Like, it was sort of depressing
because
I had high expectations. So anyway, don't waste your money on that unless you just want to try it and maybe you'll like it. But my pumpkin cookies would be pumpkin spice cake or not even, you're just a spice cake and then a can of pumpkin puree and you mix them together and then you scoop them out like a tablespoon or two, however big you want your little fluffy cookies to be. And then you put them in the oven like 375 for 12 minutes and voila, you have these cute little pumpkin cookies that were two ingredients, so easy to make. And you can do what you want with them, leave them like that. Or you could put some cream cheese frosting on top or maybe make a powdered sugar icing situation and drizzle that on top. So there's options from there, but they're honestly okay, plain. So okay. That is my go-to pumpkin thing.
Hey, you know what you like and stick with it.
Yeah, and it's easy and everybody in my house likes it. So
I will say the gluten-free pumpkin bread and muffin mix from Trader Joe's is amazing. I bought it once, added some mini chocolate chips to it, made some muffins, and they were so good that I bought four more boxes of it to keep when they stopped selling pumpkin things.
Oh, wow.
So really good. And it's gluten-free, so I was able to eat it and safely and not have any issues. But still, like, you know, the thing that always wins for me every year is the pumpkin cinnamon rolls, also from Trader Joe's. Mm. Those aren't gluten-free, unfortunately, but I still stocked up on, like, five cans of those. So those are the two ones. You did reach out to me because I had tried some pumpkin Alfredo sauce.
Yes.
And, you know, Amy, kind of like the ice cream, kind of severely disappointed. Like, it was good. But I wouldn't get it again.
Okay.
And it was a very filling, kind of like sweet potatoes. If you eat sweet potatoes a lot, kind of tastes like you're eating a crap ton of sweet potatoes.
Oh, well, I do love sweet potatoes, so maybe I would like it. But I don't know how it, like, I don't know how you get Alfredo. Like, I want my Alfredo to taste like
Alfredo.
You know, Alfredo.
Have you ever had a blush pasta that's like Alfredo and marinara?
No. Oh, maybe.
You probably
what
have
I called it? To me, that seems more like a, well, what's the vodka?
Oh,
sauce.
Yeah, the vodka
penne
sauce.
That seems blushy to me.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't know.
No, yeah. Similar. So it kind of tastes like that, but take out the marinara and put pumpkin in.
Okay. Yeah. Kinda see, I don't know.
Yeah. So I wouldn't buy that one again, but it was cool to try. Not as much hated as you hated the Jenny's ice cream.
Yeah. I mean, because that ice cream's expensive. I was bummed.
Yes. I don't, you know, I'm going to a Halloween party. That's about it. I may dress up as the Scarlet Witch. That's what it's been boiled down to, I think. But I'm makeshifting my own costume. I'm not very good at cosplay. So it's kind of making my own, turning into having black fingers and being the Darkhold Scarlet Witch. So
yeah, I'm sure you look awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, Halloween, again, not my big like favorite holiday, but it is my boyfriend. So I'm trying to go all out for him.
Oh, yeah. This is where that thing called compromise comes into
yes,
play.
Because I know when Christmas rolls around, I'll want to do all the Christmas things. So trying. We did have another segment on the show this week where I shared about an old friend that had borrowed boots. And she posted about him, and it was a whole situation. But I need to ask you something not related to these boots, because people online had a lot of opinions on this segment.
Sure.
And it was super funny to watch. But there's something, because I'm on social media all the time, I see what people are posting in their comments. And not related to this segment, but there was a mailbag that we had posted on our Facebook page. And I saw somebody comment, put your big girl panties on and get over it. And I had blocked this out in my life because it was so triggering for me. But that was a phrase used by a coach that I had back in high school that caused a lot of the bullying situation that I was in. So when I read that, it was immediate trigger. And I was like, holy crap, what just happened to me? Do you have any phrases or words like that that kind of just sent you into a tailspin?
Oh, I don't know. I'd probably have to think about it. It's more so, oh, shoot. I don't know the stuff I can say.
I mean, hey, we can say if we need a beep, we can do a beep.
No, it's not about bad words. It's just about probably very personal things that trigger me. That, I mean, it's probably more of an action that is from my childhood that I know if it happens, I am triggered and it does not go well. And so that's something I have to work through and process, but I'll have to leave it at that. This is not me trying to be, you know, secret about it, but I've been working through the difference of secrecy and privacy. And so
that's important.
This is one of those things, but I will admit. So just to offer out that you're not alone if you're triggered by something. I think we all have triggers as we have them at work. We have them in friendships. We have them in romantic relationships. We have them as parents. And it's normally something that goes back and has some deep roots. And so, yeah, there's definitely things that trigger me, I guess, just at this very moment. The ones that are coming to mind, I feel like belong with me for right now.
Yeah,
and those that I'm super close to. So, yeah, but I am triggered.
Well,
for sure.
I don't want to bring anybody up to like think about those things, but I had just never been in a place where something so random triggered me, and it was because of that very specific phrase.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And that's something I've worked through for years. Long time ago, I had worked through that. I wasn't like sitting there crying. I was just like, holy crap, I forgot how much that phrase really impacted me.
Mm-hmm.
And still, I still carry with it, even though I've worked through it.
Yeah.
So also, it's similar to you in that I wanted to offer up, if somebody hears something and it triggers them, that it just reminds them that a lot of people go through that and it happens. Also, be kind on the internet, because you just never know how somebody's going to take something. This isn't something mean, and somebody else can see this and it's not a big deal. It just happens to be that was a phrase that happened in my life.
Yeah.
But it does remind me, too, that when I'm commenting and engaging with people online, that I'm very specific and very intentional about what I'm saying.
Right.
Because that's important to me. I don't want to say something and somebody hears a word or phrase or something and they're like, oh, wow, that hurts. I hope I never use words that are like that in the first place. But it just made me think about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and even now I'm thinking about that phrase in general. Like, I don't really know how I feel about it now. And certainly I've used it, and I've even used it on myself, like to pep talk myself, mm-hmm, in a way, like, okay, got to put your big girl pants on and da-da. But now I'm like thinking, why do we even say that anyway?
I think it was a very common phrase to be used.
Do you think mostly for girls? Did people say put your big boy pants on?
I don't think so. I do think it was a very woman used phrase.
Oh, see, yeah, now I'm having negative feelings towards that phrase because mm-hmm. then why? Because we have feelings.
Yeah, basically. And that's kind of what it was. Mm-hmm. You were talking about your son and getting him to allow to use all of his feelings when he was feeling that after the football game. I think that's similar to this phrase and saying, hey, get over it. That's what this phrase is like, put your pants on, get over it. You move on.
Mm-hmm. It's big girl pants.
Yeah. Very specific.
Yeah.
And so I know. I'm hearing it still now. Gives me the creepy, what is it? The creepy crawlies?
Creepy jeebies?
Creepy jeebies?
I don't know.
Jeebies, creepies? I have too many in my head now, so now I can't remember.
Hey, fam. I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, a daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Like our recent episode with Hollywood royalty Regina and Raina King. We talked about the creative power of women's relationships.
I feel like, thank God for women, like, especially when it comes to Black women, the way we lean on our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends. We're just each other's pulse. I mean, it's molecular, you know?
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike D shared that he saw Gwyneth Paltrow, aka Pepper Potts, at the grocery store in Nashville, which crazy experience because she's a major A-list star and she was just buying some chips. Amy, though, you are kind of the queen of finding country stars out in public. You just happen to see them all the time.
Well, I don't look for them.
No, but you happen to be around them often.
Yeah, I see them in parking lots. I see them at the grocery store too. I bump into them at other appointments that I have, like whether it's the dentist or my lash place. I see a lot of them at the lashes, let's be honest. But okay. Then I don't always say that that's where it is because I don't know if they want people to know that they have lashes. But I mean, come on, it's kind of obvious. But then, hiking, run into some hiking.
Okay, so I want to hear some that you've seen recently.
Recently, Chip Esten hiking, which he's on the show Nashville. I mean, he has a whole other career besides that, but most recently known for that character. And what else? Let's see. Well, Kimberly from Little Big Town, saw her twice at two different places. I'm
not going to specify. That's okay.
Specify, but that was recently. And like twice in a couple of weeks, two totally different places. But yeah, I mean, I've run into Dierks Bentley at the grocery store, Brett Eldridge, Kip Moore. I'm like, who else have we run into? There's lots of people, I feel like.
And I will say the area of town, but there's definitely an area of town that I see them more often than not.
Oh, Reba. I saw Reba.
Grocery store.
I thought one time I saw Jake Owen, but that was when we were wearing masks. And when I got closer, it was definitely not Jake, but I had already waved. So that was awkward.
I did. There was a funny one. So Chuck Wicks. Mm-hmm. We were driving on, there's a spot in downtown Nashville where you end up pulling next to cars that are going the opposite direction after getting on the highway, basically. It's this intersection where you'll sit next to each other. And Chuck and I happened to be sitting right next to each other. I was going one way and he was coming the other. And we just kind of sat there and waved at each other in a very awkward situation.
Yeah.
Not because either one of us were, but it was like, oh, this is weird. We're just sitting here right next to each other. Mm-hmm. But you can't talk because then you immediately start going as soon as you talk. So it was like random waving. And I did see Hardy at a game bar. He was just hanging out with some friends, playing some, what are they called? Arcade game.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, stars are just like us.
They are. There's so many of them. But you see a lot of them. So I always love hearing your Stars in the Wild stories.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all that's been over the years. But I mean, speaking of Kimberly, I've run into Karen, Fairchild. Who? I'm trying to think. I feel like there's one other big one that I can't think of right now, and I'm bummed, but maybe it'll come to me.
Yeah, maybe we're talking about the other ones. Okay, well, in that number one spot, Lunchbox spilled the tea on Abby's Las Vegas romance, and I'm just gonna leave that one there. We don't need to talk about that one, do we, Amy? We're just gonna leave that there.
Nope, just leave it right there.
Let it happen as it happened.
Yep.
I have random questions because these are the most fun things for me to ask y'all. We learned some interesting things.
Okay.
What are three scents you love?
Smells?
Yeah.
Vanilla, pumpkin, and pine, the Christmas tree.
Those are so good.
Yeah. I love mixing a vanilla candle at the same time as like a Christmas tree pine candle situation.
Yeah.
Those two smells together are so good. I have the Pura plug-in thing, which you run through an app, and it has two different dispensers or that put the smell out, you know?
Yeah.
And one, the left side is vanilla and the right side is pine. So it smells like Christmas.
Oh,
the plug-in thing. You know the Pura? Have you seen the ads are all over Instagram. And if you're listening to this right now, your phone is probably going to give you an ad for it. But my friend Sundy, she sells them at her shop, The Mockingbird in Southern Pines, North Carolina. Shout out. And I actually bought it from her and I love it. I didn't buy it from an Instagram ad. And
you were before the Instagram.
Shop local, support small businesses. And then I also love those as candles. So those are three smells I love.
Oh, those are so good. You came up with those really fast too.
Yeah.
Mine were very specific. I had the volcano candles.
Yeah, those are all good.
So good.
Sundy sells those too.
Ooh,
at the Mockingbird.
They are. I do. I always get those from local places. Cookies in the oven.
Yeah.
Those are really good. And then the other one I had was Christmas. I think you could probably go with pine, similar. That was the one I had. Just the smell of Christmas, whatever that smell actually is.
Yeah.
All right. What is the dumbest way you've been injured? And I can give you a minute to think about it. I have a story if you want to think about it.
Okay, go ahead. Because I, knock on wood, I have something. So you can either tell your story or I'll just go.
What do
you
want me to do? Go for it.
Okay. I have never broken anything. But I don't like saying that because what if now I break something? But I have slipped in the shower before and gone to the chiropractor. But my worst chiropractor story is when I was 24 years old and I sneezed and then I couldn't get back up. So basically a sneeze injured me.
Wow.
But I think the original injury was the shower fall. And then that kind of hurt my back. And then I worked in heels. It was before I got into radio. I worked in sales and I wore heels every day. And I think that was doing a number on my back. And I was at work in heels, bent over to sneeze and could not get back up. And my spine was like, looked like a little twisty thing. My mom had to pick me up, take me to the doctor. So I would say the sneeze.
Wow.
But the back pain originated from elsewhere, but still.
The sneeze is probably just the cherry on top of that situation.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But still, it's kind of funny to say, a sneeze put me in the doctor.
Right.
Fun to say that.
For days, I couldn't walk. It was awful.
Did they ever say what happened? Did you break anything or was
No, thank goodness. No, I had just, it completely threw me out of whack. And the chiropractor worked on getting me back into alignment. And then I have chronic pain in that area. I have my whole life. But, you know, when I, during COVID, it got better because I was not getting dressed up. I wasn't wearing heels, boots, anything. I was wearing well, slippers or sneakers. So my flare-ups were less.
It's funny you say that because on TikTok recently, don't ask me how this showed up on my algorithm, but this woman has been talking about how like they have a product that helps basically put your toes back to where they're supposed to be. And she lists all the different shoes that you should not wear because they're actually destroying your feet, aka destroying the rest of your body.
Yeah.
And
but I'm still going to wear them. So.
I know. Yeah. They make them so cute.
I know. Too cute.
But yeah, if your toes are end up in kind of an angled shape, that's what happens. And that's really bad for you. So, you know, just another thing that's really bad for us.
You've been warned.
Basically. When I got injured, I was on the playground and I was sitting on a swing set. And a kid who apparently had a crush on me at the time thought it would be really funny to throw a dodgeball at me. I put my hand up to block it from my face, broke my middle finger.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, that was a pretty dumb injury because mm-hmm. it could have been easily avoided had a boy not thought it was a good idea to throw a dodgeball at me.
Yeah.
Because he liked me.
Aw, I know, but kind of cute. And then you got to give him the middle finger the rest of the time.
Basically.
With your little cast.
We never dated, obviously. That never worked out for him. So dumb injuries are pretty fun stories. If you were to relocate because you were forced to leave the country, where would you go?
The country?
Yep. You have to leave the United States.
To live?
Yep. You have to relocate permanently.
I don't know. I have never been to Canada, but I want to go. And that's close to the United States. So Canada? Okay. I mean, I would go probably really somewhere in Europe, but then now I'm scared because I'm across the pond. Mm-hmm. So I'm oceans away from America. So I have so many questions. Why do I have to leave? Is my family still in America? Do I want to be able to cross the border easily?
All questions are
unanswered,
Amy. Mexico
is not an option. So I'm going to go with Canada.
Canada's a good one. I didn't even think about that when I was putting that question together. That was a really logical, good answer.
Well, what's yours?
I mean, it would have been Europe. Yeah. Just because I love Europe and they have a lot of universal healthcare and nice things.
Canada does as well.
See, so maybe I'm going to be coming to Canada with you. That was a very logical, thought out answer.
Yeah.
Mine was like dream world.
Country radio is still big there. I could have a job. They seem nice.
Mm-hmm. See, this is where your life experience helps me.
Meghan Markle really and Prince Harry, do they live there?
I don't know. They did end up moving there at one point. That was a great one. Who is your all time favorite Disney character?
Oh, gosh. Well, maybe. Oh, this is hard.
Ariel?
I love Little Mermaid. Maybe because the other day I was at an event and I didn't have a brush and I needed to brush my hair and I used a plastic fork. And I thought of her. And it really worked out well. I just was in that my hair needed to be like fluffed out because I'm liking that brushed out look lately. Yeah. I don't know. My hairdresser told me. Last time she wanded my hair, when I got my hair done, she put a brush through it at the end and she'd never done that before. She was like, I'm loving this look. I think she maybe said it's big in Australia right now, but I have no idea what I'm talking about. And I thought, you know what? I kind of like this brushed out look. So I got it from her, wherever she got it from, whatever country. And I've started to want to, and I was about to have to go on stage and I hadn't brushed my hair in a little bit. And I looked in my bag and I forgot my brush. So I took the fork and tried to do the best that I could with the fork, but you know, didn't quite give me the same vibe, but a little bit.
Got a little bit of the brushed out. Like it. Okay. Little Mermaid. I think I would go with Mulan.
Yeah.
She's very badass. That's the best way I can describe her. She's just somebody who knew what she wanted to do and she went after it. And I've always just admired people like that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Mulan does that for me.
Yeah.
Instead of being the princess that gets rescued from the tower, she rescues herself.
Love that.
Yes. This is the very last one. Who would you want to trade lives with for one day? Could be anybody you want.
Well, gosh, that is hard. Came to my brain, so I'll just be honest with the first person, it was Reese Witherspoon. Mm. And then Nicole Kidman also popped into my head. But yeah, I don't really know exactly why. Probably just because I adore them both. But maybe Reese when she's... And I'm her. I'm not me.
Yep.
In her body. But I'm me, but I'm also her.
It's
so
like
I feel
Freaky
like
Friday.
When I'm me in her, I'm learning her, like in her, I get to be her and how she is.
Yes.
So I'm
it's
taking
Freaky
notes.
Friday.
So then when I emerge to my own body the next day, I have a lot of Reese Witherspoon wisdom mm-hmm. now in me.
You just elevated this question, but I appreciate it.
Yeah. Because I feel like I could learn a lot from her. And it'd be fun to be on a movie set playing a Reese character.
Yes.
And then when the movie comes out, I'll be like, for one of those filming days, I was in her body. I don't know. What's yours?
No, that's a good one. I think mine would be Zendaya. I love her. She's, I mean, just massive superstar. And she's so kind and does so many cool things for the world and people. And I feel like it'd be really cool to just see what a day in the life is like for her. Mm-hmm. And as the way you put it, just be her for a day.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Take notes.
Yeah. Take all the notes. We mm-hmm. have a full journal entry for like several days.
I know. And then if people read your journal, they might
think you're crazy. Know,
put you away somewhere. But
actually, this person thought she was somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, Amy, thank you for joining. And we're going to total like behind the scenes thing that happened. Amy and I started recording, and about 17 minutes into it, we realized Amy's microphone, somebody turned it off in this little studio thing that we're in.
We are professionals.
So that's why.
It's not our fault, but we should have noticed it a long time ago. But we were just having such a good time talking, and then we had to start over and. Yeah.
Anyway, just a little behind the scenes. So that's why it's shorter than usual, but it's not very that much shorter. It's still 35 minutes of Amy and I just talking about life. So I hope you enjoyed it. But Amy, tell the people where they can find you, where they can hear you.
At Radio Amy on socials. And then if you happen to be near Wichita next weekend, I'm going to be there for my first ever live taping of my podcast, which is Four Things with Amy Brown. And I'm so excited. We've been working so hard on this night, and it's just going to be a night of connection and stories and guidance and fun and laughter and kind of all the feels. And I've always been pretty passionate about sharing what I can about my life and as much as possible, you know, when it makes sense, that whole secrecy versus privacy type thing. And I'm excited to do that face to face because, you know, we have an audience and we have listeners of this show and the podcast and whatnot, but like to see actual faces, I'm so pumped about that. So there's still a few seats left. If anybody wants to come, you can just go to selectaseat.com/Amy. And I would love to see you there.
It's going to be so good.
No, I'm beyond pumped and how it's unfolded and it's coming together. And it's going to be good to see not only the people, but then I guess at the end of the night too, be proud of myself for doing something. Cause I mean, I had a lot of fear around something like this, on my own, you know, I don't even know why or what the roots of it are, but I just did. And so I'm excited to kind of get to the end of the night and be able to look at myself and just be like, you did it. It was a hard thing for you and you still did it. And, that will be the special part. And my sister's going to be there. So I think that'll be neat. My best friend from high school is coming as well. And Kat, who's a therapist, she'll be there on hand. That's the guidance part. I feel like I'm a little bit of a guide in a way, but I'm not the expert. I feel like I'm a guide. I'm going to be sharing certain things that I've realized about myself. And then, you know, what tools worked for me, but then Kat is going to kind of be the expert because I don't ever want to be, I just kind of come alongside people, not point at people and tell them you need to do this for your life or, you know.
No, I love it. It's going to be amazing. And all my Wichita friends, make sure you go and hang out
with
Amy.
Yeah, Morgan's an OG Wichita girl. So,
yes, go hang out with Amy. It'll be awesome. You can go to bobbybones.com. There's tickets up there too. There.
Okay.
And there's also more content from the show this week up there as well. And Bobby Bones Show on all the social medias, including TikTok. So go follow us, hang out there. And I am at WebGirlMorgan on all the things. And super fun Halloween video put up of Lunchbox Scuba and I dancing in costumes that Amy walked in on. And she was like, what is happening? So also you can see that on there. But Amy, thank you for joining me. It was fun to hang out with you again.
Thanks for having me.
Even though we had our little mishap, it's okay.
It's all good.
We still got a podcast.
What does this make possible? That's what I say. And who I don't know yet what it made possible for us, but maybe it just led to a better show of us saying something we didn't say the first time that someone needed to hear. So we'll just assume that.
We're just going to assume that. We're taking on that energy for today and for the rest of the week.
That's right.
All right. Bye, y'all. Have a fabulous one. I love you.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.